This is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Parah, the second parak, Mishnah 5, and the third parak, Mishnah 1. Hayubashte saros shecharos olivavanos betok guma achas psula. So if you have two black or white hairs within a single pore, then the parah is unfit. Rabbi Yehuda omer afilo betok kos echad, hayubatok shnei kosos, vehein mokichos zuadzu psula. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even within a single kos, a single pour, if they were within two kosos, each testifying to the other, it is unfit. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilo arba, afilo chamesh, vehen mefuzaras yitlosh. Even four or five, but they were dispersed, they're spread out, so then he can pluck them out. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilo chamishim, even 50, you could pluck out. Rabbi Yeshua ben Becerra Omer, afil achas baroshav achas bezinava psula. Even if one is in its head and one is in its tail, it's unfit, which is very dispersed. Hayu bashtei saros, ikaron mashchir veroshan maadim. If there's two hairs with their roots being black and their tips being red, or roshan madim bikaran ikaran madim roshan mashkir, or the roots are red and the black and the tips are black. Hakol holech achar hanira, everything goes after how it appears on top. The river mer v'chom amrim achar ikar, and the chacham say no, it goes according to the roots. So all hairs that of the animal lie on its body in circlets, like curls, and each circlet's being called a kos, hollow. And Rav Yehuda says that, you know, even if two black or white hairs are in one kos, although even they're not in one pore, it's unfit. Okay? And when we say within a single kos, so then we're saying, we're really, according to the Tana, we're referring to a pore. Rav Yehuda substitutes by saying kos. So even though they're synonymous, Rav Yehuda called a pore a kos, and it's really a machlokas. Is it a kos, or is it just as a pore, or in one area, which might be more than one pore? Okay? And Rav Eliezer says even 50. So, you know, many, many, many black and white hairs, as long as they're dispersed and he extracts them, then the cows still fit. But Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, Rishua ben Becerra, saying the opposite, that even one hair, black or white, head and tail, totally spread out, it's invalid. And the halacha is going to follow the first Tana, that two black hairs or white hairs within a single pore renders the cow invalid. The third parak, Mishnah 1. Shivas yamim kodem lisrefas hapara, mafrish and kohen hasoref es hapara, mebeso lalishka sha'al pnei habira, safona mizracha, ubeis evin haisen nikres umiz. Umazin alav kol shivas hayamim mikol chatos shahayusham. That's 7 days before the burning of the cow. The Kohen who is going to burn the cow is taken away from his home to a chamber in the Bira, the northeast, which was called the House of Stone. Umazin alav kol shivas hayamim. So we said that they sprinkle upon him each of these 7 days. Mikol chatos shahayisham, from all of the purification waters that are kept there. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo hayu mazin alav ela b'shlishi u'b'shvi b'lavad. Rabbi Yossi says he only sprinkle on him from the third and the fourth day. Rabbi Chanina sgan hakohanim Omer, al kohen hasoref es hapara mazin kol shivas yamim, val shel yom hakipurim lo hayu mazin alav ela b'shlishi u'b'shvi b'lavad. And so Rav Chanina, who's the superintendent of the Kohanim, says that for the Kohen who's burning the cow, the Paraduma, sprinkle on each of the 7 days. For the Kohen who's burning the one on Yom Kippur, only on the third and the seventh days. Okay? So again, we have a commandment to make an atonement for you, that the Kohen Gadol is making atonement for us. And we're to do is referring to the Paraduma. And to make atonement is referring to Yom Kippur. So it's including both Yom Kippur and the Paraduma. And the difference is that by the Paraduma, it's all 7 days, and by Yom Kippur, it's only on the 3rd and on the 7th. Tomorrow, we will learn the third Perek, Mishnahs 2 and 3.